accession number 22080, reel 5.
Mr. Combs, reel 5. Right, Mr. Combs, we were talking about Cairo and the Arabs. Yes. We were talking about...
Have to watch the Arabs, that's all. They wouldn't... they'd do you down if they had half a chance.
So what would you be, you know, when you're in Cairo, when you're on leave, what would you be buying from them, and what would they be, what would you be suspicious of there? How were people taken, how were they kind of taken down by them?
Well, I suppose with merchandise, really, with bracelets or necklaces, that sort of thing, they charge far more than they were worth. And if they took you for a ride in one of their vehicles, they charge you double, that sort of thing.
Were you able to see much of Cairo while you were on leave?
Saw enough of it, I think, yes. Went out to the pyramids, and I was rather surprised when I went to the pyramids, because in the pictures, one rather gets the impression of pyramids in the middle of the desert with no buildings near, but in actual fact Cairo spread right to the foot of the pyramids.
Did you get on well with the other troops that were in the Middle East when you were on leave?
Yes.
Did you mix quite...
Yes. And went to Bethlehem and those places and did the usual things that one does.
What were the battalion's duties while you were in the Middle East? Did you have any...
I don't remember. I don't think there were any very much. It was very easy going. It was supposed to be a rest. There wasn't much training. Virtually none.
Can you remember any new drafts of reinforcements coming?
No, I can't, no.
Was the battalion involved at all in kind of civil police duties? Apparently there was a lot of trouble at this time between the Arabs and the Jewish population.
No.
So you never kind of remember anything?
No. There was in Greece, but I wasn't there much in Greece.
So the battalion was back in Italy.
Yes.
What do you remember about this period?
Well, not until we got to the Gothic Line, really.
What do you remember about that?
Well, it was, as one might expect, really, rather noisy and not very pleasant.
Did you ever feel that your position in the regimental aid post was in danger of being overrun at this stage?
Well, I suppose one did, really, yes. Mm.
What about, did you ever come under... you know, direct shell fire, your own positions at this point, at this period?
Well, yes, when I said we were at the foot of Cassino, they were dropping bombs all around us from moaning minis. They were mortars with six bow barrels. The effect of those was the noise even more than the actual blast of the bomb.
Would the regimental aid post be marked as such? Would you have red crosses or anything?
No.
It wouldn't be?
No.
And what would it consist of?
Anything, anywhere really. It was a barn or a farm building or a house or anywhere.
So it was really a position rather than a set of police?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever feel, were you ever in a position where the regimental aid post was actually overwhelmed with casualties? Where we so
no, busy? Not really, no. Mm-hmm. I don't think we felt that.
You never had to, like, draft in ordinary riflemen or whatever
no.
to help?
No.
Have you any other memories of this Gothic Line period?
Pardon?
Any other memories of this Gothic Line period?
I'm not quite sure where it began and where it ended. I don't think I have. I can remember instances, but whether that was Gothic Line or not, I wouldn't like to say. I mean, chaps brought in that were badly wounded, and I knew personally, I remember some of those, but whether it was Gothic Line or not, I don't know.
Could you describe any of these incidents?
Well, there's a friend, his name was Ponsford, he lived in Sevenoaks, and he was cookhouse, I think, and he came in one day, at least he was brought in one day, with nearly all his back missing, from his neck down to his buttocks. And he didn't stand a chance to live. And I was kneeling down beside him, trying to get his name and number. And he said, you know me, Corp. And then they took him away. But I mean, little things like that I remember.
And he was somebody that you knew from your earlier periods?
No, I got to know him in the army. But we'd got rather friendly.
Were you able to sense when a casualty was brought in, you know, the likely chances of survival? After a while of doing this job?
Well, you knew really serious ones. I mean, there was an officer with a hole in his stomach as big as a tennis ball. Well, he wouldn't stand much chance. He was crying out for morphine. But not much chance, really. But whether it was Gothic Line or another line or no line, I don't know.
And would you help to administer the morphine, or would that be the MO's job?
Yes. He would do the morphine. I used to do injections. TAB and TT and those things.
And that was just in the normal battalion's duties?
That's right. Yeah. When we were on sick leave.
Would you have to get involved with fatalities, with the process of actually registering, who men had been killed were? Would that be part of your...
Not a lot. It was mostly the padre did that. Padre and one or two of the pioneers.
So you would never be involved in burial parties?
No, pioneers.
Mm-hmm. Was there any advances in medical treatments, specifically that you were involved in the regimental aid post from 43 through to the end of the war? Was there anything?
No.
It was just always basically the same?
Yes. Rough and ready. Shell dressings.
So it was shell dressings and morphine?
Yes.
Now, you mentioned that you went home on compassionate leave.
Yes.
And what was the process of that? How did it...
I don't know, really. The MO thought I wanted a holiday, I think.
So it wasn't a specific problem at home? Or?
No. No, the MO put my name forward to go home for a week or two.
And how did you get home?
By ship. I don't remember going home, but I did. It wasn't by air.
And this was during the war?
Yes.
Had England changed? Had England changed when you got home?
Not that I remember, no. I was very glad to be home for a few weeks.
And did you meet your father again at this point?
Yes.
Did he this correspondence about your mail?
Yes.
What did he have to say about that?
Yes. Well, it had been sorted out by then.
And any memories of this period on leave in England? Any incidents or things that stick in your mind from this period?
On leave? Don't think so. My wife would probably remember better than me. I don't remember.
And how did you get back to the battalion?
Well, by ship to Greece, because they'd left Greece, by ship to Greece, and then Patras, isn't it? By ship to Greece, and then down to the, it's Patras, I think, isn't it? The where I picked up a ship and went to Port Said and met the battalion.
And what happened then?
Well, we camped Ismailia, is it? Anyway, outside Cairo in the desert, and from there we went up Sinai Desert, is it? Going north into Jordan and Bethlehem and Haifa, went to different places. It was really a showing the flag, really.
Now, back in Italy, the battalion went back to Italy.
Yes.
What do you remember about the closing period of the war in Italy, as far as the Sherwood forces were concerned?
Well, we came from the Middle East into Italy with the idea of going into the line again. But we were just a bit too late. We were ready to go and we didn't go. So we went to a place called Udenberg on the Yugoslav border for a short time, and then we went across to Italy, to Austria.
So where were you when VE Day was declared?
In Italy.
And what do you remember about that day?
Well, I remember it being a beautiful morning and hearing the birds singing. But, somebody had come in and told me that the war was over. And it was a nice morning.
And how did the battalion celebrate?
We celebrated in Austria, not until we got to Austria. And the MO said, this battalion's had a rough time. I'm going to see that they get a good time now. And he did. He formed the corporal's mess, sergeant's mess, and officer's mess, and it was a very good time. Didn't do any work. We had a German prisoner with us to do chores. He was quite a nice person. His name was Charlie, and he had been a school teacher.
Did he say where he'd been taken prisoner?
No. No, he could speak very little English.
So you'd been promoted?
Yes.
Can you remember when you first got your first stripe to Lance Corporal?
Can't remember, really. I think soon after I joined the RAP.
And then your full stripe, when was your second stripe?
Yes, I can't remember, really. Remember.
Now, as a corporal, obviously you were still doing this clerical job.
Yes.
Did you have any additional responsibilities now that you've been promoted?
No.
Can you remember the pay being, was the pay any better?
I think so, yes. Oh, yes, I think it was a bit.
Now, you moved to Austria. What happened there?
Well, as I say, they opened up three messes. where you could, which was a change from the ordinary cookhouse.
And was the food any better?
We'd gone to two concerts, and yes, the food was quite good. They arranged one or two concerts in the evenings.
What kind of concerts?
Well, singing, and Wally Binch got his ukulele out, I think, that sort of thing.
Was there any of the so-called ENSA concerts? Do you have any of those?
No, I don't remember that. Yeah.
And you mentioned earlier this Bob Hope.
Yes.
Was there anything else in the period between?
I don't remember, no.
How did you get on with the Austrian civilians? Because apparently there was non-fraternisation for a while.
Yes, oh, they were quite all right, yes. Very friendly. We had went to the Alps skiing whilst we were there. And, yes, we got on very well with them. I went to a farm there, fruit farm. It's, It was prior to being demobbed.
And that's a copy of a document. 46th Division Farm Establishment as of the 27th of July 1946. And this is prior to you. So you were posted here from the Sherwood Foresters, it seems?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, because the Sherwood Foresters, whilst we were in Austria, was dissolved, wasn't it? And Loyals, taken over by the Loyals.
So this unit was called the 46th Divisional Farm?
Yes.
So what were your duties with the 46th Divisional Farm?
Well, farm work, really. Nothing very exciting. For thrashing the corn on a thrasher, which was very dirty and dusty, digging potatoes, planting potatoes, throwing out the weeds.
And what was this food for? Was it for the army or was it for the civilian
population? No, civilians. It was supposed to be an educational effort by the army for the people being demobbed.
And you down here as farm foreman.
Yes.
Now,
get called all sorts of funny things.
You were, this was work that you knew about. What about your fellow soldiers?
Oh, I think they knew a bit about it, yes.
Now, so you were posted here from the Foresters on the Foresters' disbandment.
Yes.
Now, can you remember much about your last day with the Foresters and how that's...
No, I can't. No, I don't think there's anything to note.
Now, you were at the regimental aid post for most of your time with the Foresters.
Yes.
Was this more or less the same bunch of men all the way through
the campaign? Yes, it was. Yes, yes.
So there weren't any casualties within the regimental aid post
that you remember? No, they stayed the same. In fact, out of 40 reinforcements, there was only about six of us left in the regiment.
And what happened to the rest of the men in the Foresters? You were sent to this farm operation.
Yes.
What happened to the others?
Well, I think they just carried on as Loyals, because they were transferred into the Loyals. But they'd just follow normal duties. But there wasn't anything very much doing there. Not a lot of arduous drill and that sort of thing.
And how long did you stay with the...
I forget how long. I think I can only guess. I think about a fortnight or 3 weeks.
And what happened there?
And then went home.
And were you still in the army when you went home, or were you?
Yes. Oh, yes. Mm.
And how did you get home?
Yes, I was demobbed at Aldershot.
And were you demobbed as soon as you got home?
Yes.
Mm. Now, and so you were in the Loyals, but. Did you have any sense of being in another regiment, or were you just marking time for your demobilisation? Was there any, what I'm saying is, was there any kind of regimental spirit
Not really, no. No, we didn't like being pushed into the Loyals, but still, there it was. We were more interested in getting out, really.
Now, you're back home again in England.
Yes.
Had you given much thought to civilian life and what you wanted to do?
I carried on where I'd left off. Same firm.
So you went straight back?
Yes.
And the job was kept open for you?
Yes. Yes, my wife was paid, actually, for a bit, not much.
And you were demobbed at Aldershot. Could you just talk us through the process of what that involved?
Well, I can remember riding past where the house I live, where I used to live, we used to live, on the way to Aldershot, which was quite near, and going in at the door and coming out the other door as a civilian.
Now, you were given a demob suit?
Yes, that's right, with a pork pie hat.
What do you think of that?
Bit of a joke, really. The pork pie hat was a bigger joke.
Why was it a joke?
Well, they looked a bit odd.
Was there much choice of suits?
I can't remember, really. I can't remember.
But you weren't pleased with the suit at the time?
Well, we were grateful to have it, yes.
Now, you'd been in the army for, you know, over 4 years.
Yes.
You'd been in quite a few different places and different situations. What was your feelings about your 4 years of 4 years plus of army service?
I don't know.
What are your feelings now, looking back at your experiences? In what ways did they change your
army? Well, it's very unsettling. I think to be away over 4 years is very unsettling, and it's difficult just to fall into place again where you left off. And it takes some people longer than others. It takes years for some people, shorter time for others. But I think it makes a difference to one's life in any case.
Did you have any problems readjusting back to?
Not any serious problems, no. No, our daughter was a bit doubtful whether she liked me or not, but I think she grew to in the end.
So how old was your daughter when you came back?
She was nearly 5.
And so she had very little memory of?
That's right, yes. But our son, of course, was born in 47. He had a different concept of things.
Can you remember your, if you just could just describe your arrival back home after all that time away?
Can't remember where I was met, really. Can't remember. My wife would know, but I can't remember.
And you obviously kept in touch with the Regimental Association, the Shared Forces Association.
Well, yes, that was fairly recent. It wasn't until 1990, because there was an advertisement in the paper, in the local paper, were you there? And that meant, were you with the First Army? And I contacted the sender of the notice, and that's how I came to be a member of the association. But I haven't been to any of the functions. They're up in the Midlands, for one thing.
So it wasn't in 1990 that you joined the association?
That's when I joined, 1990, yes.
And in terms of men that you knew?
Yes, there's nobody. In their newsletter, I haven't seen anyone that I know, actually. So nearly all Midlands and Northerners. But I haven't seen anyone I know. I suppose they're knocking about somewhere.
Right, Mr. Combs, we've been looking at some of your documents, and you've got a testimonial that was written for you when you were with the 46th Divisional Farm when you left to be demobbed. I think it would be nice if you could just read that out.
I'm just looking for his name. This is a reference given by the officer commanding 46th Divisional Training Farm. This soldier has been on the 46th Divisional Training Farm for the past 3.5 months and has borne an exemplary character throughout. Excuse me, I better put these on. His work at all times has been very good indeed, and he has been principally in the orchards. Latterly, he has taken over the duties of the farm foreman sergeant and has carried them out with the same zeal and interest which has characterised his stay here. By the impending departure, I know that I shall lose a very good man and that his return to Civvy Street will be a very decided asset to his employer, and I take this opportunity to thank him for all he has done on the farm.
Now, was that useful? You went back to your pre-war job, so did you ever need that reference?
Well, I mean, it was a matter, of course, to give every soldier a reference, wasn't it?
Were you pleased with that one?
Oh, yes, it's all right, yes. Yes.
Now, you mentioned in your manuscript, and this is just going back right at the beginning of the war, but you mentioned that you joined the LDV, the Local Defence Volunteer,
yes.
On Guard.
Yes.
Could you talk a little bit about that, going back to 1940? How you got involved with that?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how it was publicised, but I joined anyway. When it first started, and then of course I left.
What were you armed with when you were in the LDVs?
Oh, a stick. Yes.
And what were your broomstick. Fellow What were your fellow recruits armed with?
Broomsticks.
And did you ever get weapons when you were with the local defence?
No, I wasn't in them long enough for that. They didn't take them home anyway, did they? They were only handed out to them. And of course, quite a lot of them had been in the previous war. It was only 20 years, wasn't it?
Did you do any exercises, any invasion exercises or anything with these men?
Mostly drill. I didn't stay in there long enough.
Was that of any use when you were called up?
Pardon?
Was there...
Was it useful?
The training you did
there? Not really.
Now, I thought we'd end the interview, Mr. Coombs, by correcting a couple of... dates that we've talked about earlier in the interview. You found your record of service card.
Yes.
And I thought if you could just read out the actual specific dates of when you were with each unit.
Yes.
That would help correct, what we've talked about earlier in the interview. Because it seems you were the battle you were with was actually you were with the Buffs rather than the Sherwood Foresters. So
yes. This is a record service. Card, Somerset Light Infantry, 16-4-42 to 5-12-42. The Buffs, 6-12-42 to 10-3-43. Sherwood Foresters, 11-3-43 to 25-3-46. Loyals, 26-3-46, 21-11-46. Date, 15-8-46.